My wife had a great laugh when she heard what I was doing today. She really thought it was a bit absurd. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do today, and I'm going to do it while I'm having a shower getting ready for the day, because there isn't really enough time to sit down separately from the shower and tell you about it. Basically, I'm going to be documenting a man at work, right? So it could be any man. It happens to be a very special man. But I'm going to practice the skill of documentary work all day from beginning to end. And I'm going to record a whole series of audio boos about what this person is doing in their job during the day, all day. And I'm going to also take a lot of photographs on the iPhone 4S, and I'm going to be sharing them via Instagram. And goodness knows what other way I'll subsequently use the photographs. Although I won't call them photographs, I'll call them snaps, right? Because I'm not a professional photographer, and I don't have the skills of a professional photographer. And the other thing is I'm going to do a series of Pixengo, which will be little postcards from the day, which are photographs with an audio commentary going along with them. So they're a bit like sending out postcards during the day. Well, that's the technology. Oh, I do a lot of Twitter as well and stuff like that during the day. There won't be time to write a blog post doing this documentary work, but you're probably wondering, so who is this person going to be? Is it the last day? Well, actually, there's the other thing. It's a special day. It's not at random. It's the very last day this person's going to do this particular job. And they've done this job for a long time. And they've built up a pretty good reputation. Although in a moment of sort of irony or self-modesty, I'd call it, this particular person calls himself a mediocre photographer. But he's actually a very, very fine photographer. He also, I better admit, is one of the best friends I've ever had. So he's a great, great guy. I don't mind saying that. But he's a documentary photographer. He has a style of photography which, you know, would be called documentary. And he certainly doesn't get people to stand still and take their photographs. And he's doing his last wedding. So he is going to document a wedding. And I'm going to tag along with him. And I'm going to document his last day at work as a documentary photographer. And just in case you're wondering, he's not a 75-year-old guy who is, you know, ready to retire gracefully from the battle of earning his living. No, he's a young guy who, mind you, from my point of view, everyone is young, but he's a young guy who has a huge career in front of him, but he's just decided that to go out and stop doing documentary wedding photography. He'll tell us during the day today why he's doing that. He'll tell us, but the whole thing is not so much for me to find out why he's doing what he's doing, but to document it. In other words, to describe. I'm not there to evaluate, I'm there to describe. Use whatever skills I have to create a record which will be there in 100 years' time. That's the mentality I have. You know, that whatever I do today will be searchable and for his children's children. So I can do this work today in the mentality of saying, look, this is all for this guy's grandchildren. And none of the living, I can even say to myself, none of the living people will be all that interested. But my goodness, in 100 years' time, it'll be extraordinarily interesting. Just if you imagine what your great-grandfather or great-grandmother's life would be like if you could have that, a single day of it, never mind the last day that they did a particular job, which would be also even more interesting. But imagine if you could actually have access to what your great-grandmother did on any day of her life. In some details, given by a relatively detached, a loving observer. I think that's the point of view of it. You know, if I didn't care for this guy or I didn't like him, I could still document him, but it would not be quite the same. Yes, I I'm mad about this guy. I rate him extremely highly, and he's been incredibly helpful to me over the years that we've known each other. But the point is that I'm going to provide something which I think, I happen to think anyone could do, right? And I happen to think that a lot of people miss an opportunity to record things for their great-grandchildren. And, okay, they won't be around to hear their great-grandchildren say, but, you know, I wish I knew more about what you did. So anyway, it's important, really. It fits in with my values, fits in with what I think about how we can take advantage in the technology that we have so easily at our disposal now. I mean, the stuff that the tools I'm going to be using are so freely available, cost almost nothing to buy, you know. Very little money to buy. And, you know, anyone can do it, what I'm going to do. You just need practice to be able to do it with confidence. But you could document a day in somebody's life. So that's it, a documentary photographer. So photographers, I hope, will have some interest in it as well. How does he set about the task, the job of blending into the background, photographing a wedding? Often photographers at weddings, in my experience, yes, they do. They're good at blending in. But at a certain point, they're absolutely center stage. Now, I have never seen Roger Overall at work as a documentary photographer. I've never seen him do it. So I'm actually going into this with the great advantage that it will be curiosity all the way through the day. Okay, that's enough. There'll be a whole series of audio goos and God knows what else. Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, P.S. There is a P.S. Yes, the hashtag for this will be Final Wedding, and it'll have all sorts of material on it on the internet, but it'll be Final Wedding for everything. Bye-bye.